Welcome to the Bicycle Media Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the health of the cycling industry.
Not a lot of people had that tone that just said, ride whatever bike you want to ride.
Try to really focus and make sure the rider has a great experience.
There's a couple of things about building a custom bike.
What these e-bikes can do.
The customer just wouldn't take no for an answer kind of thing.
But I think in a way we're in a sweet spot where we don't have all this stuff tying us down.
We just discussed about making the cycling industry more welcoming for women.
The bike mechanic was right there on the floor.
Something that Weir has really done well in the last couple of years is driven by rock and roll.
So in this podcast, we're going to talk to a mechanic, to bike shop owners, to race event managers, brands big and small. You can visit us at liftvalet.com/bicycle. Welcome to episode number 2 of the Bicycle Media Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the health of the industry. This one's with Garth Stotts, and he is a Canadian who is organizing The Range. Now, it's a gravel event in year one taking place in southern Alberta. It's beautiful. And we'll have links in the show notes. You got to check this out. Now, he's selling this thing off the back of a napkin. Pretty tricky to do. He doesn't have all these wonderful lifestyle shots of happy yet exacerbated riders covered in dirt and dust. And he's doing a really good job. Most of his photos and videos were done in the fall. Year one, you're going to hear him. He's going to talk about an authentic rider experience, which I think is super important. Here at Bicycle Media, we hope to do some video with really rich audio, you know, gravel underneath the tires, colloquial birds, wilderness, drone footage, the storytelling. You need that to sell an event, and we hope to do a really great job for him. Regardless, thanks so much all of you for great reviews on episode number 1 with Stephen Fitzgerald of Rodeo Adventure Labs. Shout out to those team members that are staying true to the DNA of the brand. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Whole sort of series of interviews on women in cycling and how to get more females riding and working in shops and having different leadership positions. I hope you're subscribing on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify, so as new episodes come out, you're getting the links for them. Again, visit us at liftvalet.com/bicycle. And you're going to see more of us and the more of the work that we're doing with website development, video production, all that fun stuff. Now, here is my interview with Garth Stotts of The Range. A little bit of that music from my boy Chris Russell. Garth, first of all, it's early morning here. Thank you for being my guest.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me.
Putting on an event is challenging, and I've done a few of them, but none to the extent that you're doing. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and The Range and what you're undertaking this summer.
Yeah, so myself, I'm just a recreational rider, to be honest. I don't, I'm not a racer. I'm not affiliated with really a club, although, you know, I do know many members in clubs. But yeah, The Range was kind of an idea and a concept that, as I saw, you know, other gravel events kind of popping up and I was looking to sign up for them, I thought, why not do an event here? And I couldn't really think of a better area than Southwest Alberta. It's wide open. It's very preserved. It's very quiet. And I think, you know, if a great gravel race really has three great, you know, elements, or a good gravel ride, I should say, has three great elements. And that's, you know, adventure, you know, scenery, and, you know, kind of seclusion, kind of that idea to be out there in nature on your own, away from urban life, away from modern life. And I think that's the feeling, the feelings that you get from each one of those aspects, each one of those elements. It's really something that I wanted to bring forward and really encompass with the ride. So that's why I chose kind of the Southwest Alberta. It's beautiful preserved ranch lands. There's hundreds of thousands of acres that are native grasslands out there. There's serious terrain and multiple different ecosystems. I mean, it's probably one of the only areas in Alberta that has, you know, four ecosystems very tight knit. I mean, you will ride through four ecosystems in this race. And really experience kind of some of the best scenery that, you know, I think there is in the world. So that was really what I wanted to bring forward. I really wanted people to have a great experience. That's the number one priority of the race. And that was really the goal to kind of, you know, put this race on and this event on, you know, in Southwest Alberta.
Yeah, I think you touched on it very well with adventure, scenery, and seclusion and four ecosystems. I don't think we, certainly as Albertans, take as much pride in our surroundings. Can you talk a little bit about those ecosystems and just how they're interwoven into the race? And are those different ecosystems showcased in the particular routes that you have?
Yeah, so the one route, so we start and finish in Claire's home just from logistics and just from an event that, you know, as a good place to congregate and have everyone there. You know, so what we have is we roll out into the grasslands and you'll enter into really kind of preserved wide open grasslands. So you really won't see any fences. You know, it's kind of like a sea of grass. So that's one ecosystem, the grasslands. Then you'll start to climb up through the Porcupine Hills, which are very unique geologically. And we can talk about that too as well. But you'll start to climb up a little bit and raise an elevation. And you'll get into a parkland ecosystem. So that's more, you know, poplars and aspen trees and those sorts of things. And then you'll continue to climb up and you'll get into a subalpine ecosystem too as well. And then you'll roll out on the west side of the Porcupine Hills, and that's a montane ecosystem. So essentially that's basically what we kind of categorize as typical foothills ecosystem. So hills that were pushed up by the thrusts. And then of course you have the backdrop of the alpine, which is the Rocky Mountains right to the west there, that you'll see as you basically ride, you know, down the west side of the Porcupine Hills. So it really is, you know, this area, there's not a concentration really of these five ecosystems in close proximity like this anywhere else really in the province. I mean, I think that's a nice element of the race, but I think overall just the appreciation and how untouched this area is really what's going to be kind of a surreal experience for riders.
And when folks visit the gravelexperience.com, they're obviously going to see the different sections that we're referring to where these four ecosystems display themselves. You know, this is year one for an event, and I've put on some, again, big events in year one where you're selling on the back of a napkin or a CAD file in terms of what you're selling. What challenges are you facing in year one promoting this event? I mean, it's going to be a smash success, and year two and onward is going to be much easier for you. But in terms of an event, what challenges are you facing?
You know, there's really been great support. I mean, the community is really interested in the event. The ranchers are really interested in the event. I mean, we go through private ranch land that the ranchers are allowing us access. They want the same thing as we do. They want to promote conservation and awareness in these areas. They've been great stewards of land, and they're excited to share, you know, their areas where they've lived and really cherish with riders. So, I mean, challenges, I mean, just getting the word out there, you know, getting it to be a successful event. We want to prioritize rider experience, so we're going to put a cap on the race this year. And to make sure that, you know, we can have a high priority or give a high focus to every single rider in the race. This isn't a numbers game for us. I don't think it ever will be. It'll be basically, you know, just to try and really focus and make sure the rider has a great experience. And that's holistic. That's not only a great ride experience out there in the race or the ride, just to feel like you're in a race or a ride, be well supported on the course, have bike support on the course, have good pre-event, have good post-event. And just, you know, have a great, you know, integration of all stakeholders that really everyone can kind of benefit and make it a signature event for Alberta. I think Alberta needs a signature event. And I think, you know, we're a perfect position to have one. And, you know, there's no reason why we can't have one, just like other areas around the world have kind of have one now too as well.
Podcast is caffeinated by Roasty Coffee Company, a small batch coffee roaster and cafe in Sherwood Park, Alberta. They now offer free home delivery in the Edmonton area and free shipping Canada-wide on orders over $36. Check them out at roasty.ca, that's roasty.ca, and order yourself some. So thanks, guys, for keeping us caffeinated. Gravel races are starting to pop up a lot more. We've got manufacturers now coming through with platforms. You know, is gravel here to stay, in your opinion, and what's the appeal of gravel riding compared to road riding?
Yeah, I think the appeal, it's definitely here to stay. I think the technology has kind of changed the game in terms of basically going on these type of roads. Like if you think about what's really changed, I mean, obviously disc brakes coming in and then allowing basically different wheel sizes, you know, getting away from caliber brakes, that's been a huge thing. Tubeless tires has been a huge thing. I don't think necessarily you need wider tires to ride a lot of these roads. I mean, maybe in my race, there's certainly areas that you're going to want wider tires. But, you know, you might be able to ride a road tire, but, you know, there is a lot of bumps out there and you will get flats if you're riding, you know, tubes. So I think, you know, that's the technology has kind of opened it up. But really, I mean, I think what people want when they get onto the bike is they want a little bit of an escape. They want to basically get a really good immersive feeling. You know, a lot of people go into gravel riding because it's an adventure. You never know what's coming around that corner up over that hill. You might have, you know, some ruts, or you might have a creek crossing, or you might not know exactly where that trail is going to go. And that's exhilarating. I mean, there's a lot of feelings of adrenaline and being alive out there doing that. You can go fast on kind of loose terrain. I think the scenery really with gravel riding takes you to places that you can't even get to with cars. So you're going to be very inspired by that scenery. And then I think the other thing is that you're just away from the seclusion. I think that feeling of seclusion is really freedom, and you feel safe out there. There you're not around any cars or in any traffic. You can really just concentrate on enjoying what you're actually doing at that time, rather than, you know, worrying about that, maybe that car coming up behind you. So, you know, from all those perspectives, it's just a heightened level experience than road riding personally. I think the bikes are more tuned to recreational riders, being a little bit slacker and a little bit more comfortable with wider tires. So I think you're seeing a lot of people that basically are taking the elements that they really like about road riding and almost concentrating exclusively on those and getting off-road or getting onto gravel bikes and leaving all the stuff that they didn't particularly like about road riding, you know, like the cars, kind of to the side. And I think from a recreational cyclist point of view, I think it's kind of almost the ideal, you know, area to be cycling.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about it when folks go through section four, again, two track through grasslands, a little bit rolly with a punchy climb. That's something where, you know, the adventure really begins, and you've got to cross the Burke Creek and into some really pristine riding. So how can people learn more about the event and register for the range? Again, you know, we're in funky times right now. Again, we're recording late March 2020, but, you know, all confidence that everything's going to come together. How can people learn more about the event and get registered?
Yeah, so you can go to thegravelexperience.com. That's the website for the event. And, you know, we have registration links that'll take you to events.com, which is where our registration is set up. So we've had pretty good registration so far. We've opened it in February. And yeah, of course, we are in some times right now where the whole you know, world is kind of fighting COVID right now. So you can also basically go to the Ride the Range or the Gravel Experience Facebook page and Ride the Range Facebook group. Or you can follow me on Instagram too, in the Gravel Experience as well, to get kind of more information. And I mean, just in regard to what's happening right now, I mean, my race, or the race is basically on July 25th. So we're just in a holding pattern. We think that, you know, small events, outdoor events should get the go ahead, you know, in that time frame. And if they don't, you know, we're prepared and to move or slide the event a little bit in terms of its date. The race will definitely happen. We've got great partners on board already with Wheelers, Bike and Brew, The Doctrine, Troubled Mug, the town of Claire's Home, you know, just fantastic local support. I mean, there's so much interest that this event, for this event to happen. It will happen. It will happen this year, if it's safe to do so. So yeah, you go ahead and check out the website. It's probably the best place to get a full look and get some visuals of really what you're going to be seeing there on the day.
Absolutely. And we'll have links into the show notes as well. And, you know, folks, if you're listening and following along or already clicked on the website, website's really slick. Garth, it's early in the morning here, Tuesday. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Big thanks to Garth for his time. And again, check out The Range. Links in the show notes. If you're in the Edmonton area, or Alberta area rather, or even want to make your way in, check it out. Year one, support the guy. I mean, it's going to be fantastic, July 25th. Up next, episode 3. This is a shout out to the mechanics, those running a bike shop. My interview with Jeffrey Bryson of The Bike Room. It's a Canadian bicycle mechanics school. Of course, Jeffrey's the owner of The Wheel Thing as well. Fellow Edmontonian. Love the guy. Really cool conversation. And definitely, if you run a shop, send your service managers out there. Send your mechanics there. It's about running a profitable shop that looks good, feels good, turns out good bikes, and gets people coming back for more bikes and building a stable. They're out in Vancouver, North Vancouver. It's beautiful, one of Canada's most majestic spots. So definitely check out The Bike Room. They have their 2-week mechanic course, 2-week shop manager course, as well as their 4-day crash course. fantastic stuff, and really excited to launch that interview I did with Jeffrey Bryson. So thanks again for tuning in. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're getting out for some rides and people are coming into your shop.